driving real slow on my way home. It was raining, I could hardly see. And all at once I saw a possum there about 50 feet in front of me. Well, he stared into
Doug Reese is a singer-songwriter who lives in Jackson. He's just released his fourth studio album, all original songs about country music legends, family and friends, and all manner of living creature, no matter how unattractive.
Nature Boy was exactly what had happened. I was coming home and a possum crossed my trail in the vehicle. It was raining and I stopped for it and I thought, you know, possums are ugly, but they don't deserve to die.
You say you write about real people, and I wanted to ask you, is Penny Sue actually your sister?
She is, and I hope she's listening.
Well, okay, how does she feel about being in a song?
She loves it. At the CD party, she got up and even surprised me with an impromptu dance and sang along with it. It was absolutely wonderful. But pretty much true.
What am I ever gonna do with you, Penny Sue? You make me crazy as a loon. Penny Sue, what am I gonna do, girl, with you?
Talk about your tribute to Jimmy Rogers.
That came from something I heard on KRCU. They were talking about Jimmy Rogers being the brakeman, obviously. And when he died, they put him on what they called a death train and took him to the South. And apparently, as the story goes, there was an African-American fellow that waited in line to see his hero and was very shocked that it wasn't a man of his own color. And that's where the second verse kind of puts things together, because I think Jimmy Rogers was one person that did make it a little easier back in that day through song.
Hey, hey, Mr. Brakeman, everybody sings your song. Hey, hey, Mr. Brakeman, everybody sings your song. Yeah, the white man and the black man, everybody sings along. Yes, they do.
I want to follow up on that. That's actually really interesting to me, because I was going to guess that Jimmy Rogers would have been a musical influence, but it sounds like it's the story that you just told that had more of an influence on that song anyway. Is that right?
I think so, because, you know, some of my mentors, such as, you know, Merle Haggard, for instance, I loved those guys, knew that they were into Jimmy Rogers, and I liked him. But whenever I heard that story about Jimmy Rogers, I really think that was a way that music pulled things together when nobody else could do it.
Talk a bit about the song titled For Me. It's about being a singer, right?
Correct. It's about this. It really is for me, but it's for every person. I say that is crafty in any sense of the word, crafty and artistic, because I think an artist has to look at it like that. You can't get into it for the money. You have to express yourself the best as you can, and honestly, think about it. What else would you do? It's what we do. So my songs are for me. I hope other people like them, but they're a way for me to maybe write something off my mind or write something I'm excited about.
Doug Reese, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you, my friend.
Doug Reese's latest album is titled Nature Boy. You can hear this interview again and more music from it at our website, krcu.org. For KRCU, I'm Jason Brown.
I've never seen the bright light. Maybe it's better that way. 'Cause I like